This is Northwest News from KNKX. The Seahawks host the Detroit Lions Saturday night in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the game and also about why it's such a big deal that the Seahawks have made it to the postseason again.
This is the fifth year in a row the Seahawks have been to the playoffs. Art, is this team as good as those of years past?
Well, I would say probably not. I think there are some weaknesses, but it isn't like they can't fix it. But I did want to make mention of that 5 years in a row. That is really a big deal. I know that there's a lot of hand-wringing going on among the 12s about whether the Seahawks can handle the playoffs this year. But 5 years in a row is a very hard thing to do in the NFL because the league is designed to encourage parity. With the reverse draft and the way free agency works, it's really hard to sustain success. In fact, the only two teams that have been in the Seahawks category in that are New England and Green Bay. Those two teams have been to 8 playoffs in a row. The Seahawks are next at 5 in a row. So the rest of the league has had a very hard time just getting one team in once or 2 in a row,
right.
3 in a row. Very hard thing to do. So I want to make sure that people appreciate the difficulty of this feat, and then you can go ahead and do the hand-wringing.
That's right. Well, speaking of the hand-wringing, they're doing it over mainly inexperience and injuries. Those seem to be the biggest problems this season.
Right. They've had a number of injuries, certainly to Russell Wilson. Even though he didn't miss a game, he was playing in a diminished capacity because of ankle and knee sprains, and there's also Earl Thomas. He's done for the season, and he was really the heartbeat of the defense as a free safety, and they just can't really make up for that. And then wide receiver Tyler Lockett was also a premier return man, and he's out for the season. And there's been other injuries guys have come back from, but it's been a hard thing. 10-5-1 is their record, and they earned it, I think, in multiple ways. But the vulnerabilities were clear in the offensive line. That's where the Seahawks have struggled this year. They have 3 first-year starters in the line, and that's way too many to develop the cohesion necessary to be successful. So the Seahawks, rather than being a top rushing team, they've been a top 4 for the last several years. They are 25th in the league in rushing yards, and that's terrible. Obviously, Marshawn Lynch being gone is the biggest factor, but they gambled a little bit on the youth on the offensive line. Having said all of that, Pete Carroll has a great record of pulling together young people by the end of their first seasons. That could happen as soon as Saturday, and I think they do have a good chance to do well.
And they are hosting the Lions. How do you think the game will go?
Well, I think the Lions are not the most formidable team. In fact, the Seahawks really got lucky. They drew, I think, the weakest team in the 12-team playoff field. The Lions are 9-7, but they've lost 3 in a row. Their quarterback, Matthew Stafford, has an injured finger. He's wearing a glove. He's done pretty well with it, and he's getting better every week. But I think overall, this is not a powerhouse team. The Seahawks may run into that in the following week if they win, because they will play the Atlanta Falcons, who were very difficult to beat here in Seattle. But let's not get ahead of things. I think the Seahawks are going to pull this out something like 24-13, and I think you're going to see a lot more productivity from the offensive line and the rushing game.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is SportsPress Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.